Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The sun is shining brightly across Israel today. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies and warm temperatures. Jerusalem is enjoying a mild day with gentle breezes. In Haifa, it's pleasantly sunny, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that the U.S. administration might send dozens of fuelers to Israel, hinting at a possible expansion of military operations in Iran. Also, Israel Hayom reports in the past hour that kites inspired by the late Quds family, victims of the October 7th massacre, are finding new life through a Bezalel graduates project. Also this hour, JTA highlights that Sunday's World Cup final between Argentina and Spain has become a symbolic contest in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Separately, Times of Israel notes earlier this hour that U.S. forces struck Iran for the seventh consecutive night, while Iranian forces launched retaliatory attacks across the region. And finally, JNS reports from earlier today that Rep. Jake Auchincloss, representing New England's most Jewish district, defended his vote to cut Israel aid, citing breaches by Trump and Netanyahu. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eyal Yacobi notes just minutes ago that Iran has attacked multiple countries in the past week and the UN has yet to issue a condemnation. From X, Al Arabiya English posted earlier today that Iran remains strong despite ongoing conflicts, according to Professor Scott Lucas, an expert in international politics. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, highlighted just now that Palestinian Islamic Jihad included a child, Fawzi Kamel Washa, in its ranks. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. military considerations in Israel. Axios reports that the American administration is evaluating the deployment of fuelers to bolster Israeli capabilities. This move signals potential intensification of operations against Iran. Such developments could heighten regional tensions, especially concerning Iran's response. Turning to the Bezalel project, Israel Hayom details how a graduate has honored the Quds family by creating 15 kites, reviving a tradition they loved. This initiative serves as a poignant reminder of the lives lost and the impact on community spirit. Meanwhile, the World Cup final is attracting geopolitical attention. JTA explains that the match between Argentina and Spain symbolizes more than just sports, reflecting differing foreign policies towards Israel and Palestine. This has stirred passionate online debates, fueling further political discourse. In a related development, Iran's military activities are escalating. Times of Israel reports that U.S. strikes continued for a seventh night, prompting Iran to retaliate against neighboring countries. This ongoing conflict threatens wider regional stability and international diplomatic efforts. Finally, on the political front, JNS discusses Rep. Auchincloss's contentious stance on Israel aid. He accuses key leaders of undermining the foundational agreements of U.S. military support. This decision could affect future bilateral relations and aid discussions. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reported 3 days ago that a former Meta employee claims the company retaliated against her for taking pregnancy leave, sparking concerns over its AI performance systems. Separately, CTEC covered remarks from Leumi chairman Uri Alon, who criticized populist rhetoric against banks, warning it harms the entire economy by stifling growth and competition. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlighted IBM's recent struggles as the tech giant's stock plummets. A profit warning indicates shifting budgets towards artificial intelligence impacting quarterly results. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.